Hello again, folks. It's Gwentlian back here with you. I thought I'd come on Audio Boom to let you know about the results of my audiology appointment, if you'd care to hear about them, haha. First of all, I must tell you, I had quite the adventure in just getting there. I tried to prepare ahead of time on Monday by investigating the GPS apps on my iPhone that I have. I have an app called Blind Square, which is supposed to help a blind or visually impaired person navigate more effectively by giving directions to places or points of interest that the user puts in. Well, I know Blind Square can be very helpful, but for me, it was a total bugger. It would not let me put in the address of my destination. Or when I tried, it just wouldn't find anything. It would say there were no results. I even input a range of kilometers, because I knew, like, approximately kind of how far away it would be. And no, it would not let me find the place with that app. So I tried Google Maps, and that gave me a totally different problem. It would let me search for the address, all right, but it would give me the address for Toronto, not my city. Or the address for Dundas. Oh, so finally I got so frustrated, I felt like throwing the bloody phone out the window. Of course, I didn't do that, because that would be totally counterproductive. That would just cause my phone to break, and then I'd be even more upset. So I called my good friend Kim, who is a lot more tech-savvy than I am when it comes to these things, and I vented my spleen to her. And she said, you know what, I'm really not sure how to help you. She said, why don't you talk to Brian, who's a friend of ours, because he's a lot more familiar with these apps than I am. So I did, and he told me, well, you have to put in east or west in Google Maps, because it's sometimes finicky like that. So I did, and he was absolutely right. Finally, Google Maps let me search for the address. Now, Blind Square will still not let me do it. I don't know why. I think if the building had a name, it would be a lot easier. But if it does have one, I'm not aware of it. Anyway, to make a long story short, I finally figured out how to get turn-by-turn based directions with Google Maps to my destination. Now, it told me that my destination was only an 11-minute walk away from my current location. So today, I thought, okay, well, that's not too bad. I walk a little slower than most, so it might take me closer to 20 minutes than 11 minutes. But, you know, shouldn't be too hard to get to. Wrong. I think if the weather had been warmer, it would have been a lot easier. My real difficulty actually lay in manipulating the phone while I was out in the cold, because my fingers were so freezing that I couldn't flick to the left or right properly and find things on my screen to figure out, say, for example, how many meters away the building was, whether it was on my left or my right, whether I had to turn onto a given street, that kind of thing. So I was trying to use my phone out in the freezing weather, and it was really hard. So I thought, okay, well, I'm going to have to wing it. Now, keep in mind that I don't ordinarily go this way, so I had to cross at intersections I'd never crossed before. Ordinarily, I don't mind that, but in the cold, it is a royal pain, because what I had to do was I had to stop at each street corner to investigate whether or not I was at a stop sign or a traffic light. So that entailed standing there, sometimes for quite a long time, listening for traffic. And there wasn't a lot of parallel traffic at a lot of these traffic lights. And also, there weren't a lot of passers-by that I could ask for information. I'm sure those of you who are blind and visually impaired have gone through this before yourselves, so you know exactly what I'm talking about, and I'm not the only one. But, oh, when it's minus 10 or whatever it was out there today, it's not fun at all. But thanks to Google Maps, it gave me a rough idea when I was able to use it which way I was going. It just wouldn't tell me exactly when I got to the building, so I had to try and stop pedestrians to ask them. The first couple of people ignored me completely. How very helpful. The third person said, you know what, I'm sorry, I don't know. And then he said, oh no, wait, I can see it from here. It's the second building on your right. So I thought, oh, bless you and thank you, God. But then, when I got inside the building, I had a whole new adventure, because I had to find the right office. This building is multi-storied. There is an elevator and a staircase. I knew the office that I wanted was on the second floor, but you see, there were all these doors on that floor, and I didn't know which one would take me into which office. And there was nobody around to ask, honestly. So I had to try all these different doors, most of which were locked. But I finally found the right one. Oh, it's just by the time I finally got in there, I was terribly late, and I felt awful. But the secretary and the audiologist were very kind, and thank God the audiologist did not have another patient waiting. So, on to the appointment itself. First of all, she checked my ears to see if they were infected, which of course they were not, thank God. I had to explain the circumstances of what brought me there. Then came the horrible part. She had to put these devices in my ears to check how my eardrums were moving and whether there was anything interfering with that process. Now, my ears are really sensitive. I really don't like it when people stick things in my ears. She could tell that I was having a hard time with this, and she said, I'm really sorry. Is this really bothering you? And I said, well, yes, it is, honestly, but I know I have to do this, so I think I can stand it. Then I had the hearing test, which was not bad at all. She actually had over-the-ear headphones for me to wear, which is a lot better than sticking earbuds in my ears. First of all, she repeated a series of words, and as she spoke, her voice got softer and softer and softer, and I had to say the words back to her. Then she tested my hearing by playing different tones and frequencies. When that was over, we went back into her office, and she basically gave me the lowdown. Now, she said that the test that she gave me could really only show us a picture of what was happening right then. My hearing does fluctuate. I have good days and bad days. So she said that in order to determine what's happening, you know, at other times, I'd have to be checked constantly, and that's not really possible. But she says, how it looks right now is that I have mild hearing loss in one ear. She said the auditory nerve is fine, but there's something interfering with the pathway along that nerve, and she thinks it's bone damage in the ear. She says I can hear higher frequencies without difficulty, but that I don't hear lower frequencies well at all. And you know what? That doesn't surprise me one bit, because I notice that when I'm listening to music. And also, if I'm listening for traffic, I don't hear it that well in my left ear, and that's because it's at a lower frequency. So I asked her, okay, well, would this bone damage in my ear be causing my tinnitus and vertigo? And she said, yes, absolutely. But she said that I would need to go and see an ear, nose, and throat specialist to actually get that checked out, because this actually goes beyond her own capabilities. So I guess that's what we're going to do. She's going to fax my doctor and ask for a referral to an ear, nose, and throat specialist. I pretty much knew she would say that. I also told her about the episodes I have where my hearing will just go totally up the spout for like 30 seconds or a minute, and I asked her if that could be also caused by the bone damage, and she said yes. Now, my concern is, I've noticed that this problem has been getting worse and worse over the past months, and I don't want it to get any more severe. So she said, well, she really can't tell me if it could or not. She said the ear, nose, and throat specialist would be able to explain that to me better than she can. So, okay, fair enough. The important thing to me is that I've taken this step. I'm glad I got her opinion. I'm really glad she told me what's going on with my ear. Even though it's not great news, at least I know now, right? So I can do the next step. So I'm being proactive about this, and to me, that's really wonderful.